ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav, and we can go back to Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis and learn through the sugya of Pas Akum. The Mishnah talks about the different things Elu Dvarim Shel Evicham Masurim Ve'Ein Yisur Nisur Ano, things that you're not allowed to buy from Goyim. They're Asa Ba'Achila, but they're not Asa Ba'Ano. The first one is Chalv Shechalv Ve'Akum Ve'Ein Yisur Re'Eyu. If a guy milks it and a Jew didn't see him, didn't supervise the milking, we're afraid he mixed in Davatame. We spoke about this a little bit in the previous Shem, and Be'ez Hashem and Daf Lamed Tes, we'll go through more the Sugya of Chalv Akum. And then the Mishnah says, a pass, Vashemin Shalahem, and Rabbi Bezdina Tira Shemin, and Shlokais and Kvashim, Shadarkim Lassa Sechayayin, V'chuli. So there's a Shaila about the gzeir of pass, of the bread of the Akum, and Shlokais, of the Bishal Akum, of the cooked things of the Akum. Taisa says, on that Flamed Zayin and Beis, that the gzeir of Shlokais came first. First it was an Isser of Bishal Akum, but pass wasn't Nichol on the Isser, because pass is different than Shlokais. Pass and Shlokas are two different things. Pass is not cooked, it's baked. So that wasn't Nichol in the Gzeir of Shlokas. And afterwards, by Tamid Shav Hill, they made a Gzeir of Pass Akum. And the Rhine holds Fakert that originally the Gzeir was Pass. The Tamid Shav Hill made a Gzeir of Pass, because if they had made a Gzeir of Shlokas, Pass would have been included in it. So the Gzeir of Pass was the original one, and Shlokas was the late Gzeir. We'll see that Bez Hashem when we learn the Sugi of Bishal Akum, and that Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. Baal Kapanim, there's a gzeir of Pas Akum, you're not allowed to buy bread from a guy because of chasnus, because of Chazal wanted to keep Eden away from Goyim so they shouldn't get married to each other. So the Gemara says, Va'apas, Amrav Kanam Rabbi Yechonam, Pas Lihutru Bebezdin. Pas never became mutter in a Bezdin. Like the Rishonim point out, Vaistesu were people that weren't naig with the Isser of Pas Akum. So that's why there was a Havimina that Pas was Hutru Bebezdin. And that's why Bechon had to say Chiddush that Pas was not Hutter Bebezdin. So Gemara says Mechalal de Ikam and the Shari. It sounds like there are people that think that it was Hutter Bebezdin. So Gemara says in the Chiyasher of Dim Yom Hapamachas Yotzer Rebbe Lusad of Avi Avichon Van of Paspuni Maafasah. That one time Rebbe was in the fields and a guy brought him a beautiful bread. And Amar Rebbe Kamano Pasu. This is such a wonderful bread. My Rochom Loisha. Why Rochom have to answer it? So the Gemara says, "Myro chacham." What does it mean? Why the chacham have to ask it? They had a reason. Mishum chasnas. Ella myro chacham loyishu besada. There's no real chasnas by a sada. Kasuri ma'am hit the Rebbe. Pass. Well, he Rebbe lit there as a pass. They thought that he meant to say it's mutter, but really it never was matter. He just said he'd want to be matter, but it never was actually matter. And the Gemara says, "No, it's another story." If Yosef Itaim Rishmuy, this is I'm like a chayamais. That wasn't the story. The story happened differently. On Pamachas Halach Rebbe L'Makam Echad. The Rav passed Dachal Gatamidim. One time, Rebbe was in a certain place, and there was very little bread. Rebbe Enkam Palta. There's no bakery. I wanted to just get bread from a baker. Kusrim Loima Palta Evicham. People thought he meant the guy is a baker. So obviously, Rebbe was Matter Pass Akum because he said, "Isn't there a baker?" Meaning a guy is a baker. Vloihi. Vehu Loyam El Palta Yisrael. He meant the Yiddish a baker. So the Gemara is Mashman that there was a mistake. Either Rebbe had questioned the Takana, and people thought that he was actually matter, or Rebbe had asked because there was so little bread for a palter, and people thought he meant the Goyish baker, and he meant the Yiddish baker. Then the Gemara says, "Am Reb Chelbay, I fill him out the Amar Palter Evikachavim." Even if you say Rebbe meant the Goyish baker, and he was matter to pass, Le'amayin Adalek a palter Yisrael. It's only when there's no Yiddish baker around. I'm looking to a palter Yisrael. Like if there is a Yiddish baker, then he was never matter a Goyish baker. Even if he says a goyish baker is mutter, honey, maybe besad it's only by a sad that's mutter of a beir loy. Is the difference between a sad and an ear? Rashi says a sad is not so much a problem of chasnas because a kroya ba'almu. It's not a kthias. It's a kroya ba'almu. So there's no such a problem of chasnas. And the last gemara says evu of a man chesvachol pas a bay mitzri. Evu actually ate the bread on the border. Don't talk to Evu because he ate the bread of a guy. So Allah Maisa, it sounds like the Gemara holds that there is no hetter for Pasakum. It was all a tais. People thought that Rebbe was matter. And the Gemara explains, no, Rebbe was not matter. And then the Gemara has a discussion on the Havimina, the tzad that Rebbe was matter. The people who thought Rebbe was matter, what was he matter? The Gemara says, could be his matter besada, could be his matter when there's no palta Yisrael. But really, he was not matter. Really, he was not matter at all. And if there is no heter. As I state, the Ritva brings it b'shem the Ram. And that's the, before the Rambam says, Yesh Mekayim is Neigim, he brings such a steam that way, there's Issa Pasakim and Shulchan Aruch. Simen Kuf Yubay, Sif Aleph, that's the first Shita, that there is no heter for Pasakim. There was a Havim and it was a heter, but it didn't end up, Maskana the Gemara saying there's no heter. And Memel Pasakim is also, period. Even with a Palter, even Besada, even when there's no Palter Yisrael. That's one Shita. Lemaisa, the Rif brings a Yerushalmi that says that they were matter pas akum because of chaye nefesh, and he says only by a palter, not from a balabais. There's only a heter in the Bavli. It's not clear there's any chilip between a palter and a balabais, between a baker, a professional baker, and a balabais, a householder that's just making bread in their own house. The Yerushalmi makes that chilip. The Yerushalmi says that they were matter pas akum, and they were matter mishum chaye nefesh. And dafka a palter, not a balabais. And lemais, in the times of the Yishayim, there were at least some places that were naik to eat the pas akum. And there are a few pshatim in the Yishayim why it's mutter. Because the Gemara, seemingly just reading the Gemara, it sounds like it was only a havmina, was only a mistake that people thought that Rebbe was matter, but lemais, he wasn't matter. So there's a few taimim. One time is the Rosh and the Mardchai, and Taisus Osses Meramis is such a time, that the din of pas obviously was like pashta b'chol Yisrael. It wasn't pashit everywhere. Here's where the sugya talks about shemen. And the Gemara Sakasha about shemen. How could they mat the shemen? Ain bezin yachal of that the divas kveil and can got him in mechach of a minion. So the Gemara says it was like pashit Yisrael b'rav Yisrael. Not everyone was makabel the Yisrael. There's such a thing called exera that they weren't makabel. You find the Gemara a few times. You have exera, they made exera, they weren't makabel it. Vices until Klal Yisrael is makabel the gzeira, you don't have to keep the gzeira. Now, karchach, if they want to be matter pass, like the Gemara is a havmin, a Rebbe's matter pass, and even more, this maybe was only a mistake. But the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin brings that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was walking, and Rabbi Simloi said, why don't we also be matter the pass? And he says, no, we can't, because they're going to call us a bezdin sharia. They're going to call us a bezdin, which is matter too much. So Vaisis, if they could be matter pas, Vaisis also wasn't Parsha B'Rav Yisrael. So Zakt, the Rosh and the Mordechai, so if you find places that are Noyik Heter, Al-Karchach, these places are following the Minig that wasn't Mekabel the Isser of Pas. So Mel, then I'm Mechuyiv to keep Pas Akum. Because when an Isser is not Parsha B'Rav Yisrael, so Enechinami, L'chayit Gemara is Mavur. And this is what the Rishayim are bothered with. Even if the Isser is not Parsha B'Rav Yisrael, the Gemara is Mavur, you need a Heter. You still have a din of a Dover and Nesu B'Minyan Tzarech Minyan Achala Tirei. And without someone going being Matur, it remains Aser. Navas, if it's Parsha B'Rav Yisrael, then there's a Klal of Ein Bez and Yachal Levatel Divir Bez and Chavel and Gagonim and Mechachm B'Minyan. So no one can be Matur unless they go to Mechachm B'Minyan, which that you don't have. But if it's not Pasha B'Rav Yisrael, so then you could be Matarit, even if you're not called the B'chach of a Minyan. Fine. But who was Matarit? If no one's Matarit, it should remain Aser. Davashim a Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achlatirei. That's state in the Gemara in Bayad, Daftalad. And that's why Shemin needed a Heter. And that's what the Gemara is discussing. If Rebbe was Matarit, Vice says you need a Heter. Now, Zakhtar, Rosh, and the Mordechai, that's only in the places that they were Makabalit. But it wasn't Pasha B'Rav Yisrael. But the places that were Makabalit, they need a Heter. But you could be Matarit for them. But the places that were never makabalit, they don't need a heter b'chlal. A chiddush. When it's parsha and mixes Yisrael, that's the halacha. The places that it's parsha taka is aser, although someone could be matrit for them, even if they're not gadol b'chach of a minyan. But lemaisa, if no one's matrit for them, it remains aser. But the places where it was not nispashit, for them it's mutter. And you can't be meicha for them for doing it. Hazak the Rosh and the Mordechai, since we see people are being naig heter, Vaistas, we're from the places where it's Leinus Bashit, the places that are Leinus Bashit, and Memel it's Mutter. And Taisus says similar also. Taisus says that since we see people doing it, Vaistas, on some later time they were Matterit. The Gemara is saying that Rebbe wasn't Matterit, but obviously somebody was Matterit. So Memel, now it's Mutter. So the people could keep them Minig to be Mekel for one of two reasons. Either the Rosh and the Mordechai's Tam, because if there's such a Minig, Vaistas, who was never Pashat in these places, Or for Taisus time, if you see that the minig vices somebody was matter it, if there was someone's matter it, so it's mutter. That's one mahalach in the Rishonim. Second mahalach in the Rishonim, the Rabban and the Rashba, they say the Rif brings the Yerushalmi, like we said, that it's mutter mishum chayin nefesh when there's no, as long as you do with the palta, not with the bas balabais. And the Rambam Musa says that the Rambam Musa is matter it by a palta. If there's no palti yisrael, if there's no nachtim yisrael, that's lush in the Rambam. And he says, dafka pas palta, not pas balibata. So the Rashi and the Rambam learned that the Rif and the Rambam are going and saying like this, about the Gemara, even though the Gemara is mashmal halacha, we paskin, the Bavli paskin's la halacha, that Rebbe was never matter to pass. But since we see people eating pas, and Vaisis in the Bavli also sounds like it was a machlaikis. Rabbi Yechon says Rebbe wasn't, but Vaisis, some Amiram held that Rebbe was. And the Gemara discusses the ones who held that it was mutter. What did they hold? It was only dafka pas. It was only when there's no pas Yisrael, there's no palti Yisrael. It was only besada. Vaishas, it was a shita and it was mutter. Now the Bavli's maskana was not like that shita, but we find that people are being makel, and the Yerushalmi says that they were mutter. Vaishas, we pass like the Yerushalmi. That's the second malach in the Rishonim. Really, a third malach. It says we have the Rosh and the Mordechai that says that the places that were Neig had the vices there was never an especially surah, so for them it's not Asir. We have Taisus that says that vices there were matter it afterwards. And we have the Ramban and the Rosh, Balunab and the Rif and the Rambam that we those places, vices paskin like the Yishalmi. They paskin like the man the Omen that they were matter it. And the Ran is very bothered because we shouldn't paskin like the Yishalmi if the Bavli holds its Asir. We can't pass the Yerushalmi, even if there's a minik to be matter. Now the Ran says like this. He says, the Chayr, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara is discussing, Afilu man diyama palta evika chavim le'yamon al-dalaka palta Yisrael, and it begs, Afilu man diyama palta evika chavim. Why should they discuss the man diyama palta evika chavim? If you feel that, Rabbi Yechanan said a klal, pasli hutcha bebezdin. It was all a mistake. So why are you discussing it? Vice says no. Vice says if you're discussing it, Vice says the Gemara is being machshivt for a shita. Even the Bavli doesn't have a clear maskan of Lyuchu Bebezdin. The Bavli has 2 days. There was a maimer from Rabbi Yechanan past Lyuchu Bebezdin. Rabbi Yechanan himself explained the man the Amman held was Hutra is Dafka Besadin at Be'ir. Vice says there is another shita in the Bavli, a shita which is not Nitchame Alacha by the Gemara Bavli either. And the male living Saimach on that shita. So again, the chaz are over. There is a man the Yom that holds, the Dvar brings from the Ram, that there's no heter for Basakim, period. There's no such thing. Shleiket din that they're being mekel. The Ma'is in the minig in the times of Yerushalayim, at least in some places, was to be mekel. So the Rosh and the Mordechai say, because the places that were mekel was like Pashat Yisurah there, and Stamets Mutter. Taisus says of earth that maybe afterwards they were matter. The Ramban and the Rashba say that Vaistos, then naming like the Yerushalmi, there was a machlokes Amram about it, even though the Bavli seems to come out of the Isser, but the Yerushalmi says it was Mutter. Then naming like the Yerushalmi. The Ran says, and no, even this Gemara lane, the Balti Gemara Shokli Vitori, in the man, the Yomer that Rebbe meant passed Palter Evi Kechav and Vaistais, the Gemara was not Matcha that day. So he passed him like that day in the Bavli. And then there's a fifth pshat. Very interesting the pshat from the Ritva, which he brings from the Ra'ah. He says like this. He says, you don't need to be gadol mena b'chachavinyan to be matter. What's the pshat b'chlal that you need someone to be matter it, but doesn't have to gadol mena b'chachavinyan? What's the pshat in that? So the Dvar says, enusach v'aisah shur sedin, you don't need any hat to bezdin. It's just, there were chashul k'vayt bezdin arishin l'hatzach le bezdin k'sas. Even if it's a bezdin katam and arishin ma'id. So ay bezay zak de'achidish. That even though Rebbe was never matter, but since people thought that Rebbe was matter, and they were naik had to because they were doing it al pi what they thought Rebbe held, so the Gemara says fine. Rebbe Yechon says he never was matter, fine, but la halacha doesn't make a difference. La halacha it's mutter. All Rebbe Yechon is saying is Ma'aser Shoyek Kachoy Rebbe never intended to be matter, but what happened? The story came out. Either Rebbe said Kamenor Pazem Rochom LaIsrei, or Rebbe said, Inkam Palter, and from there came out a heter. Oy bezay, that blimes a heter bezdin. Because you don't need a heter bezdin to make your din. You need a heter bezdin, partial, that's covered bezdin, a rishon. That's why you don't need a bezdin, that's called a minion. A heter that came on Yudei, a mistake is Echkenuk. I give all the chiddush, that's the in the Ritva. So these are the different mahalchim, why pass is mutter today. Al Kopanim, but marking that the Noyeg a heter. Either the Rosh and the Mardechai, because it was like Pashta there, that's why it's mutter. Or Taisus, because they were Chazavitirim. Or the Ramban and Rashba says, because with Saimachan, the Yushalmi says they were matter. Or they learn up the Gemara that even though Rabbi Yechon says pas lahuchu bezim and it's a machloikis, and Abchelba and Rabbi Yechonan are discussing the shinta of what the kesvurin, what the man the amar palter of gechavim means, vaystes is such a shita which is not nitcha and musaymech on that shita, or the Ritva that even though Rabbi was never matured, but since people thought he was matured, and the heter came out, people, what they thought Rebbe held, that's also genug to be matter. Hagavaldige chiddush. That is nafkamina lalacha between if you say that we're being samech on the Yushalmi, or we're being samech on the Shita and the Bavli, that there was a heter, or you say you're being matter because it was like Pashti Surya Bakal, and the places that it was like, there were no heter, Isis, it was like Pashat there and the Stamutter. The nafkamina is pas palta only mutter b'makam she'ein palta Yisrael, or is a mutter even when there is a palta Yisrael? The Rambam says, and the Rif also is going with that shita, and Kamari Shainim, that the whole heter is only when there's no pasis palta Yisrael. Does state in the Gemara? See, b'emesin, it's a shaila what the Gemara means. The Gemara brings two shainas, Reb Chelbe and Reb Yechon. Reb Chelbe says it's mutter only when there's no palta Yisrael, and Reb Yechon says it's only mutter b'sada. It's three malachim in the Rishonim. You look in the Ritva, the Ran, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rambam. Is the Pshad that Rabbi Yechonan's matter both ways? That Seishab Chelbe says it's dafka when there's no palti Yisrael. And Rabbi Yechonan says besad it's mutter, which means even when there is a palti Yisrael. So either way it's mutter. If there's no palti Yisrael, it's mutter even be here. If there's no palti Yisrael, if there's no palti Yisrael, it's mutter even be here. If there is a palti Yisrael, akapana besad it's mutter. That's one mahalach had to learn. The Tzveita mahalach, the Mara Mechad, are arguing. Reb Chelbe holds it's totally if there's a palti Yisrael or not, which is the Yushalmi of the Chayi Nefesh. It's only muta when there's no palti Yisrael. And Reb Yechon says it's only muta besada. Even if there is, not in a game, if there is a palti Yisrael, there isn't. If besada, it's muta, like Rashi says, it's bakroya, there's no chasnas besada. It's muta even without a palti Yisrael. And be'irit sasa, even if there's no palti Yisrael. Or you can learn, and this is how the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Rambam, it's a Shailah Tu Girsayis in the Rambam. The Rambam says, according to the Kesef Mishnah's Girsa, that you need both. You need that there's no Palta Yisrael, and you also need that it's Besada. It's only Mutter and those two Tron, that there's no Palta Yisrael and Besada. So that comes out of Chumrah. It's interesting that even though the Beis Yosef insists that the Ran had a Nusuf Mushubeshes, and the proper girsa of the Rambam is that you need both Sada and that there's no Palti Yisrael. L'maisin Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that as long as there's no Palti Yisrael, it's mutta even be'ir. Balkapanim, that's a psak and a mechaber. That's only mutta when there's no Palti Yisrael. Because since they're coming from the heter that Rebbe said, and Reb Chelbe said that Rebbe's heter is dafka when there's no Palti Yisrael, so Kumtais is only mutta when there's no Palti Yisrael. And that's a sheet of the Rambam. And that's a sheet of Kama Rishonim. But the Ramah says that Lefi the Rosh, where the heter is, because it wasn't a smash at the Issa there, so then it's mut even if there's a Palta Yisrael. You could buy from a Palta Akam even if there is a Palta Yisrael. And that's how the Ramah passes Halacha L'maisa. The Shach points out, if you're going to be Mata Mitzad the Rosh, because it was like Pasha Yisurai, so then Yilchayi should even be Mata Pas Balabais. The Isser of Pas Balabayis comes from the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that the Heter of Rebbe is Dafka Palter, Balabayis not. And even if you learn that the Heter comes from the Bavli does say the word Palter. And we see from the Yishalmi that Palter can mean Dafka. So it's Dafka Palter, not Balabayis. But if the Heter comes, of course, it was like Parshat Yisurai, so there shouldn't be any Isser at all. Even Pas Balabayis should be Mutter. Balabayis there must only makel by Pas Palter. He says, Claude, Pas Balabayis is Asser. The Brichadah says, because even the places whose like Pashat Yisurai, it was only like Pashat Yisurai that they continue eating Pas Palta. Pas Balabayis could be was Pashat Yisurai. They were makabal the Yisur halfway. Al Kapanim, that's a machloikis la halacha. If you're allowed to eat pas palter of a guy, but makam that there is pas Yisrael. The Mechaba holds no, because the whole heter is coming because they were matter it, because of Rebbe, because of the Yishalmi, because of the Gemara here. And that was dafka when there's no palter Yisrael, like the Gemara says, like the Yishalmi says, v'nei adeichik mishum chayi nefesh. And the Ramah says, you aren't allowed to, because he learns that the heter consequence was like pashit Yisrael, and the Noyigim Lahata was because by them, they were never Makabal the Yisr. Mela for them, it's Mutter. So it's Mutter even by Makam. There is a Palta Yisrael. So even though we hold like the Ramah, but the Achrayim say there is an Inyan Al-Kapanim to be Machma like the Mechaber and not to eat the past Palta of a guy by Makam, but there is past Palta Yisrael. But the Rashba says, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, even if there is a Palta Yisrael, but if the guy is Shapalta makes better bread, and you want dafka his bread because you don't have a similar quality bread, that's called Lekka Paspalta Yisrael. So come at Negei Elachayra, if they have a factory that makes cakes or cookies, which is Pas Akum, Paspalta Akum, and you like Badafka their cake and cookies, they don't have a comparable cake and cookies, which is Pas Yisrael, so that Lechayra be Mutta Lechuli Alma. Now, there's also a shmuz in the Rishayim, a machlekes ra in the Rashba, and in the Teres Abayis, a machlekes a bedek abayis in the Mishmeres, and a machlekes a bedek abayis in the Teres Abayis. What's the definition of pas palter and pas pal abayis? Let's say a gayish bakery bakes it, the palter bakes the bread, and the gayish bal abayis buys it, and the yid gets the bread from the gayish bal abayis. Do you go bust it at Haskola? Because since the gayish bakery baked it, so male it's called pas palter. Well, the Gobas is saif, since he bought it from a Bala Bayis, so it's Asr. Well, let's say Fakert. Let's say a Gaisha Bala Bayis bakes bread, and I guess he had some left over, so he brought it to the bakery to sell together with the bakery bread. But originally it was made B'tayris Pas Bala Bayis. And now you're going to buy it from the bakery. Since you're buying it from a bakery, does that make it Pas Palter? Well, since it was made by a Bala Bayis, so good, so it's chalanissa, pas akum, it's pas palabayis, even though now you're buying it from a palter. The Ra holds that it's all totally where you bought it from. The ik is if you buy it from a palter, it's asr. If you buy it from balabayis, it's mutter. If you buy it from balabayis, even if it was originally made as pas palter, it's asr. If you buy it from a palter, even if it was originally made as pas palabayis, it's mutter. But the Rashba and Rav Yishayim is a psakat of Shulchan Aruch, the Chuvasirah says it, the Ran says it, that no, it's totally where it's originally made. If a palter makes it, it's past palter. It doesn't matter where you get it from. If a balabais makes it, it's past balabais. It doesn't matter where you get it from. And by a palter also, if he makes it in his house, he uses his household oven to make the bread, also it's called past balabais. That's not a Shulchan Aruch Paschal, but the Shulchan Aruch says a chiddush that if a palter invites you to his house and gives you some of the bread, even though he gives giving you the bakery bread, it's usr. The Chayr Lefidah Shulchan Aruch that holds that if the bread was originally baked b'tayris past palter, the this case should be mutter. Achreinim am medayik that way. Could be the Shulchan Aruch holds if he invites you to his house. It's worse. The shaila is where it comes from. Ben kamakim laharich. Now one more nekuda on the sugya, the last gemara that says that Evu v'manchas v'achol pas abei mitzri, that Evu ate the pas abei mitzri on the mitzarim on the borders, and Rava said like the shto about the Evu the kachal achav naramoy. What does the gemara mean? So if you look at the rishayim that halacha lemaisa there is no hetter for pas akum. Now there was a tayis that there was a heter for pas akum akapanim besada. So there you could say, but the gemara is like this: Evu ate it besada. He held like that tayis, and Rava said, no, you don't need a besada. It's aser. And now it's shtim with the seivim that hold that the maskanis hagemara the bavli akapanim is that there was no heter for pas and it's taka also b'chalayfin. But the rishonim that learn that the lemaisa. In Yishalmi, there is a day that it's mutter, or in the Bavli, there is a day it's mutter, or fakir, the whole Gemara holds it's mutter, they just weren't matter bebezin like the Ritva, but the fact that they did it al pi that the supposed heter is also a heter. So what was the pshat in Evu? So a lot of Yishayim learned that it means that he ate pas balabais. He was over on the Isser of pas akum, because the whole heter was pas palter, and he ate pas balabais. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? What does the Gemara want to bring out from this story? So the Ramban and other Rishayim say, the Gemara is saying like this, that there's no Isser, you don't, normally someone says, even Isser Derabanan, it's not just like Tishtoi, that's just, don't speak to him, you have to give him Malkus, you give him Malkus Mardis, you put him in Cheirim, you do something, not just like Tishto, but Teretz is. since the pas was like parshta bakal, and they could have been matter, even though they're not matter, it doesn't have the same chaymas, and this is the rabbanon, that you give him akis maridus, so you put him in chayim. Like the shtau, that's all. So the Yishayinim bring from the tshuva sega'inim that someone is pashal gaim in kayach bezal al kaysay, el Hashem eskir shmu mishmael beisim edrish. That's all it means. So show it doesn't have the chayim of a real Isidur Rabbanon. Now it's also a pshat from the Ra'ah that the Ra'ah holds that he ate it besada, and it was paspalt, it was mutatita besada, but the problem was he took it from the ear. He took it from the ear and brought it into the sada. So there, he held it was mutter, because since now he's in the sada, it's mutter for him to eat it. But Rava said that no, even though it's taka mutter, but like the shto, it's not a Talmud Chacham shouldn't do it. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't take it from the ear and bring it into the sada. If he's already in the sada, he could eat it, but he shouldn't take it from the ear and bring it into the sada. That's a pshat in the Gemara. There's also another pshat from the Piskei Rid that he ate it at Bei Mitzri. He ate it in the Mitzrayim because he held that was sada. And he said, like the shto, because no, Bei Mitzri is not Gnuk Sada. It's called Bei Mitzri. It's in the Mitzrayim. It's on the boundary. It's on the border. So that has a din of ear. So Kum Dais is a Chalukei Dinim in the din of Sada. Either the Ra'ah that says that since he got it from the ear, even though now he's in the Sada, he held it was Mutta because now he's in the Sada. And they said, like the shto, because it's not the Derech HaChamim to bring it into the Sada. One of Shad is he held it the Bei Mitzri had a din Sada. And Rava said, no, Bei Mitzri has a din ear. That's the Rishayim Shad in this Maisa. And now let's go right to, let's see the Sugi of Shemen. The Mishnah says that Shemen is Asa Ve'eni Suri Isser Ano. And the Gemara brings a Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, why is Shemen Asa? Shemen, Rav Omer, Daniel Gozer Olav. Daniel was Gezer, made a Gzeir not to have Shemen, and Smavur Mishum Chasnus. Ushmuel Omer, Zlifasen Shekelm Tumeyem Esrasan. It's because you have the mashu, you have the ben of the kelim tmei, and the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's autokalama chatiris, then azoshu kelim asurin esrosam. It's also because you're going to get blias from the kelim, from the treifa kelim that the goyim are going to use. So Shmuel told Rav, Amalei Shmuel Rav Vishlam, the Adida, minis lifashu kelim asurin esrosam. According to me, that says that the Isser is because of the, you have the treifa blias from the kelim. Ainu techeoshe vitzik ba Shmuel ba maita va amma darashub simloi ben etzivin. Shem and Abuda Beis Din and Nimlo v'Triu. That I understand why how Abuda Nasiya was matterit. Kasava and Eisen Tam of Gam is mutter. He holds that it's not going to ask when you have the bleas in the kalem is Eisen Tam of Gam. So Eisen Tam of Gam is mutter. I understand. Originally they asked it because they held the Eisen Tam of Gam is asir, and he holds Eisen Tam of Gam is mutter. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. El didach damit Daniel Gozer of Daniel Gozer of asir Abuda Nasiya. Now a Shmuel's kash. If Daniel was geyser, so how could it be Nasi be matter? Mashen kein, if it was also because of the blius, so then it could be matter because it's nice in time of God. So in the end, the Gemara discusses that Beisham Mesula was geyser, and Hashal is according to Rav, what's the pshat? Daniel was geyser, and they were geyser. The Gemara says because he was geyser beir, and they were geyser besada. And the Mar explains, what's Mishani was matter? Because it wasn't Parsha Bereif Kal. If this is not Parsha Bereif Kal, you'll have to be matter. So Taisus asks two kashas. One kashi asks is that if the Tamide Shamev Hill that said that Shem was Aser held that Nais and Tam of Gam is Aser, so what's Mishani to be that Nasi's arguing on them? If it was like Parsha Bereif Kal, so good. You see, the Issa didn't work. It didn't succeed. So Meili could be matter. But to argue on them in Halacha, they were much greater. How could you argue on them? How would Ibn Asiya argue on them if they held that Nais and Tam of Gam is Asa? Why would he argue and say Nais and Tam of Gam is Mutter? And the second kash is that the Mishnah later says about Elu Dvarim Shemutarim, it says Dvash. And the Gemara says, Lamai Nechishla, what should be the Issa of Dvash? Imishim Gulei Avikachav, Nais and Tam of Gam. So the Mishnah that says that Shemin is Asa says that Dvash is Mutter. So what's pshat? If the Mishnah had said it was Asr, and that has to go like the Mount Yom and Nais and Tam of Gam is Asr, so how could the same Mishnah say Dvash is Mutter? These are the two kashas that Taisus asks. So Mikoyach these kashas, Taisus and Shmuel also have had held that Nais and Tam of Gam is Mutter, and the Ikh Xeiv Shemin is Alts Chasnus. Now Rav holds Xeiv Chasnus came from Daniel, and Shmuel says no, didn't come from Daniel, and Chasnus alone was not such a good time. You have a yayin, and by past, it is chasnus. Rashemen, it's shvach chasnus. But since it's also a problem that you have the treif oblius, even though that alone, you'd say nois and tam of gam is mutter. But it's enough to be mitzar of the two. You have a psetam of chasnus, not as big chasnus as past and yayin, but you have a psetam of chasnus. Together with the tam of zlifas and shalkelim asurim, which also you have nois and tam of gam, but akoponim is chazetz terufet with the tam of chasnus, as I say in taisis, in shesantazach. So why is it good that Yehuda Nasi was matter? So he says, it's just like this. Shmuel, we're going on the maskana. Avanta the head to was because it was like Pashi the Suri Berev Kal. But Shmuel held, if it was a later takana, and it also had to come on to the fact that Nais and Tam of Gam was Asur, so then you could say, Yehuda Nasi held, listen, Nais and Tam of Gam is not a good time because really Nais and Tam of Gam is mutter, and Elamai being mitzayfer with chasnus is not so much chasnus. And the Mela was like Pashi Berev Kal, and the Mela was matter. Now, saying if the Neil was geyser, Zakta, you can't say it was like Pasha Brave Kal. First of all, if it's in the Pasuk, and the Neil was geyser, it because of Chasnus, Avad will be Pasha Brave Kal. Second of all, if the Neil was geyser be'ir, and that lasted for 300 years until Tamine Shavuot came and were Mamshechit Besad, then I says it was Pasha Brave Kal. Now, the Eka Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel is if the Neil was geyser. Rav says Daniel was guys. If Daniel was guys, it's not Shach to Yumata. Avada was Pashid Brev Kal, it's not Shach to Yumata. Shmuel says it can't be Daniel was geyser. So what's Pshat? It was late Xerah. And it was Xerah that wasn't only because of Chasnus. They mixed in that it was because of the Treif Ublius. Together. So there you could say it was like Pashid Brev Kal. And Ibn Nasiya didn't like the time of the Treif Ublius because Nice time of Gam is Mutter. And Chasnus alone is not enough of a time to Aser. And the Mele was not the Kuzlai Pasha Brev Kal. That's Taisus Malach. But the Rishayim may learn that the way. The Rishayim may learn that Pshan and Shmuel is that the Isser is because of the Treif Ublius, period. And why is it Mutter? Because Taisus Mavgam is Mutter. So Taisus had two kashas again. One kasha is if Shammai the Hill held an Xera of the Treif Ublius, Vaisel Taisus Mavgam is Aser. So what's the pshat? The Buda Nasi saying it's mutter. How could he argue on the Tamina Shavuot? They were much earlier. They're much greater than him. So the Ravid says, and the Rishayim bring this down also, that only when they make a gzeira, then you have to be gadol b'chach of a minyan. Mashayim, if they hold a certain shita, even if they pask in that way, but if the Bezdin today holds not like that shita, they can be mekel. The Rambam in Hilchas Marmim Perik Beis. Starts off, Bezdin Agola Shadarshu Ba'achas Min Amidus Kefir Mashanir B'Neim Shadin Kach V'Donu Din. For Bezdin Agodol, Ayin Aleph, Darshins and Paskins Alpi the Midus Shatern Adreshes Pemadin. For Omer Achreim Bezdin Achavinu Leitam Achalister Aysadin. Hareza Saisa V'Don Kefir Mashanir Reinov. A Bezdin later could be done whatever they hold is right. Shanem Alashayfa Shir B'Yom Mehem. Ainet Achayavak Zalach Bezdin Shibi Mecha. That's halacha aleph in Perik Sheni. Halacha beis is bezin shegazu gzeira or iskina takana v'nhigu minig uparsha kol davar b'chal Yisrael. Then any yachal akad takana shigal min rishenim b'chach v'minyan. So it's klara chiluk. That's pshat in Shmuel. Shmuel says if Daniel was geizer, it's kundes it's a gzeira, it's a takana, it's an haga. So then you have to go to b'chach v'minyan. So I'm telling you, it wasn't a gzeira. It was a psak. It was telling you that the b'liyas aseret. But they held that Nais and Tam of Gam is Aser. That's our halacha that they hold. As a male of Yudan Aser, you could say that no, that we paskin, that Nais and Tam of Gam is Mutter, but male it's Mutter. That's an Rishayim answer the first kash of Taisus. Now Taisus has the second kash, and so the Mishnah later said the Vash was Mutter, and the Gemara says, why? Imishim Gulei Avde Kachavim. It's Nais and Tam of Gam. So Vash is this Mishnah that says that Vash is Mutter, holds Nais and Tam of Gam is Mutter. So how come Hashem and we say it's Aser? To steer in the Mishnah lane. So they bring a Teir from Taisus. We don't have this Teir. They bring a Teir from Taisus. They say like this. That if under the Mishnah holds Nais and Tam of Gam is Mutter. But that's only when it's Be'en. When you have a food which is mixed with another food. And the food that's also is Nais and Tam of Gam, it's Mutter. Mashengen, if the food itself would be Mishbiachet. Why is it Nais and Tam of Gam? Because it's a Bliya. We paskin like this. We paskin if you cook kosher food in a pot, which was used for treif, if we use that day for treif, if it's a ben yoimai, it's aser, because it's nice and tam l'shvach. If You wait till the next day, 24 hours, it's mutter, because it's nice and tam lefgam. And that's why the Rishonim discuss, and could we speak about in the later shir, stam to buy kosher food from a guy that was cooked in the guy's pots, but the food has no tray for ingredients, is mutter, because we assume that all the kale ma'enim b'nei yayman, and ainim b'nei yayman is mutter. But there is a man the yomer that holds like this, some sachem daf mem dalet and other places, that really any time it's a bli, it's nice and tam lefgam. And the Torah says by kli midyon, that you have to kasha the kalim, kol sheyav veish tevira be'esh, kol sheyav veish tevira be'mayim. There's a din of gulei nachrim. There's a din of being makshe the kalim. So gulei nachrim chidishu, the Gemara says. And once you say chidishu, it's a Gemara later in the fifth parak, in Avei Dezara or so. Once you say chidishu, so there's no din of nice and tam lefgam when it comes to kalim. So any time you have treif of blius, it would ask, even if it's nice and tam lefgam. But the Rishonim say, because the pshat and the chiddush is, we consider the bli akilu as ben. So if you have a tray for food, that would be mashbiach if it was ben. Now that it's a keli, according to this man, the Yomar, that a keli is always lefgam, now there's a keli, xeris akasiv, then it asses. Keilu was ben. But if you have a food that even when it's ben, it wouldn't asser, so because it's a bli, it's not worse. So mel it's mutter. So that's what they say, the chil between shaman and dvashes. When you have tray for chicken and shemen, so that wouldn't be paigamit, that would be mashbiachit. Navas, they're using the shemen and kalim. The shemen is pure shemen, and it's made in a tray for kalim. Oh, the kalim's not b'nei yayman. But the Mishnah originally held that any time we're dealing with the bli, it's anyway paigam. It's exeris akas, if you don't say nice in tam of gam by blius. So since the chicken would be mashbiach and shemen, so in Kalim, even if it's Eina Ben Yemen and Asis, that's what the Mishnah held. Mashenke and Dvash, if you mix in chicken and honey, it's Paikim the honey. So the Blius of chicken is also Paikim the honey. So that's why it's Mutter. And how do we Paskin? We Paskin like Yehuda Hanasi. Yehuda Hanasi says, no, Blius that day is not Paikim. So Mela, after 24 hours when it is Paikim, even Blius is Mutter. So that's what he's saying to answer the two Tutsim of Taisus. About the kasha, how could he argue on Tamidah Sham of the Hill? The Torah says you couldn't. Ein mechal yam shem mechal. There's a machlekes of nice and time of gam. It's a machlekes tanon. Tamidah Sham of the Hill came out al halacha nice and time of gam is aser, and we come out al halacha nice and time of gam is mutter. And the kasha, what's the pshat? The tan of the Mishnah said that shem was aser, vayis nice and time of gam is aser. So why do you say dvash was mutter? The Torah says avad the tan of the Mishnah holds that when a food be'en is pagan, then it's mutter. Nice and time of gam is mutter. The only nice and time of gam is us is by blius. But blius, even though they're being pagan, if the reason why they're being pagan is because they're blius, then they're aser, even if they ain't been yaymai. There's no din by blius of nice and time of gam, that's the chiddush akra, but only a food that if it wouldn't be a bli, it would be mashbiach. So that's why by dvash, even if it's a real food, it'll be pagan, so mele by blius, it's mutter. One more nekuda in this sugya, a klein shigan nekuda, that Rav says the Neil is geyser because it says in the pasuk Vayasin the Neil alibay shaloy is go but pass back a melech of yain mishtav and yain mishtav is shtei mishtois echem mishyayim echem mishteshem. So the Neil did not want to eat the pass back a melech and didn't want to eat the yain mishtav, the yain and the shemen. But as a machlokes, what does the pasuk mean? Rav says that alibay sam will call yisrael hayra and Shmuel says alibay sam will call yisrael hayra. Rav says the Neil that Asid, these things were not only for himself, but for everybody. Mashayin and Shmuel, no, that was only a personal chumrah that he had for himself. So the Rishonim asked, there it says three things. It says Pasbag, and it says Yain Mishtav, Yain and Shemen. So why is the Gemara only bothered that Tamid Sham Vehil, how could they ask the Shemen if the Neil already asked it? Why don't you have the same Shaila by Pas and by Yain? So Pas, it's actually a Machlekes Rishonim, what the word Pasbag means. Taisus brings in the Rishbam that pas bag is not pas. Pas bag is something for the Suda. So it could be it was an animal product. It could be it was nevela. And he brings the raya because the Neil had asked the Meltzer there not to give him the pas bag and the Ein Mishtav, but instead give him something else, and he gave him Zeroinim and Mayim. So Mayim was instead of Yayin. Zeroinim wouldn't be instead of bread. Zeroinim would be instead of the main dish. So if I says pas bag means something else, pas bag means another tray, there could have been a regular tray for food, so it's not a kasha from pas. The other Yishayim seem to know that the pas bag was bread, so they asked the kasha from pas also. But Tosfos does ask the kasha from Yayin, and he says, Einachinami. And that's how the Rishonim, that's how some Rishonim learned it by Paso, so Einachinami. But the Gemara's Teretz, a sudden ear, would apply to all the things, to the Pas and the Ayin as well. And according to Rav, the Neil was Geyser, all these things, the Pas and the Ayin and the Shemen and the ear, and Tamina Shavil was Mesef the Gzeir for the Sada. The Ramban says that on Pas and Yayin, the Teretz is like Kibbalay. The Gemara says by Shemen also like Kibbalay, but the Mesef is Samayas to do say the Rav. What's Rav saying? Elamai Rav understood that by Shemen it was Kibbalay. But Pas and Yayin was like Kibbalay. Now why should it be that they were makabel the gzeira of Shemen according to Rav, and they were not makabel the gzeira of Pas and Yayin? So the Ramban says, because Pas and Yayin is chayin nefesh. You need Pas, you need Yayin. Can't live without it. Shemen is not so geferlich. So that's why they were makabel the gzeira of Shemen. That was supposed to be surah, but not Pas and Yayin. Taisel Shitasi holds that the Neil, you can't say they weren't makabel. On the Neil's Gzeri, you can't say the word Makabel. Some of Taisus is saying that it's the same Teretz, you'd have to say that he was Geizer Be'ir, and they extended it to a Sada. But the Ramban knows no. On the Neil's Gzeri, you could say they weren't Makabel. Just Shem and Rav held they weren't Makabel. And Pas and Yayin, they were Makabel because, Pas and Yayin, they were not Makabel because it was Chai and Nefesh. That's the Ramban. The Dvas is similar. The Dvas says it's not chat that Rav understood from the Pasuk, Ali Be'Samel Chol Yisrael Haira. There's no Meshmais in the Pasuk that way. Rav learned it from his Rebbeim. So his Rebbeim told him that by Shemen was the Chol Yisrael Hayr. Pas and Yayin. He wasn't Geizer. He was only Geizer Shemen. He wasn't Geizer Pas and Yayin. By Pas and Yayin, Rav is masking the Shmuel that Alibay Sam al Chol Yisrael Hayr. That's the Ritva. And now let's see the next Sugya, the Sugya Amin Beis about B'nai Sehen. The Gemara there brings that one of the Gzeris of Shammai v'Hillel, they were Geizer on the Pita Mishim Shamnam and Mishim Pita Mishamnam Mishim Yenam, Yenam Mishim B'nai Sehen. That they were guys and B'nai Sehen because of Avodah Zarah. So Mara Sakasha B'nai Sehen D'Raisi. How could you say Shamavil were guys or not to marry a guyish girl? That's D'Raisa, the Silvaisa Skatimbam. So the Gemara says D'Raisa is only Shiv Umais, but Shar Avdikhavim. Avasun of the Gazer, I feel the Shar Avdikhavim. The D'Raisa, the only issue is to marry Goyim from the seven Umais, but other Goyim are Mutter. Shamevil were geizer by other goyim as well. So Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon, that says that kiyaser is the rabbis kol masirim, so it's by other goyim also, so Michael and Mema. So Gemara says another teretz, el deraisa ishus derech chasnus, vasinu gozer afilu derech znus. The deraisa is only marriage, not znus, and they were geizer by znus as well. So Gemara says that Shem was already geizer by znus, so the Gemara says Shem was only when a goyish man is mezana with a yiddish woman. That's the shame. The Gemara's lashon is that it's deraisa, only when a goyish man is mezana with a yiddish woman. But the Rashash says it means not deraisa; it means it's in the Torah. It's mentioned in the Torah, but it's considered derabbanan zvezin shel shame's gzeira. And shamevil a geizer even if the yiddish man is mezana with the goyish woman. Samaras akashas halacha leishim isinai because a boyel aram is kanam pagan by. Samaras says that's only befehesia. And they were geizer b'tzina. And the Gemara asked, Bezen Shech HaShmonei were geizer? Because Rav Dimi said, Bezen Shech HaShmonei geizer Yisrael b'av eskam chayim v'shem nashga, nida, shivcha, goyim, and eishes ish. And Ravin says, nashga is nida, shivcha, goyim, and zayna. So the Gemara says, they were geizer yichud, and Shammai v'il were geizer, they were geizer b'i, I mean, and Shammai v'il were geizer yichud. So the Gemara says, Bezen Shech HaShmonei was geizer yichud. The Gemara says, that's only by a yid. They were guys the yichud of a guy. And yichud by a rais, the Gemara says the rais, David was guys the yichud of a pnuya, that's a yin, and Shamil was guys the yichud of a pnuya, that's a guy. So on kan the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, derech ishus, that could be an issue the rais of loisus katimba, if in marriage. Znus, it depends. For a guyish man to be mezana with a yiddish woman, that's bezin shel shein. Befehesya, for a Yiddish man to be mezana with a Goyish woman, befehesya, that's kanam pagan by, that's deraisa lachem leishim isinai. Betzina, that's bezin shel chashmenon, and yichud is shamei v'hilo. That's the Gemara that we have. So the Rambam, the Nilchus Yisurei Bia, perik yubeis loch alef paskins, Yisrael sheboel goyim ishar umais, derech ishus, a Yisrael shenivlo legoy derech ishus, a yel leikim in a terish nem leis eskat and bum, Mitchol Esit Levnai Ubitul Esikel Chumnecha Echad Shiva Amin Vechad Kol Umas Beisur Zeh. So any marriage between a Goyish man and a Yiddish woman, or a Goyish woman and a Yiddish man, is Asur Al Slesus Chatan Bam, even if it's not from the Shiva Umas. That's what the Rambam paskins. But the Torah in Yerudei Simon Tezayin has two Ha'aris. First of all, he says that it's only by the Shiva Umas, because the Gemara says it's only according to Rabbi Shimon that we say L'Rabbis Kol Masirim. But according to the Rabbanan, it's dafka by the Shiva Umas. So L'Halacha, L'Eses Chanbam, should only apply to the Shiva Umas. And the second Ha'ar the Tur has is that the Gemara in Yevamis is Mavur, that the Lav of L'Eses Chatan is only after the Megayir. But by while they goyim, you don't have the Lav of L'Eses Chatan because it's not Shayachiton. Dashtate the Gemara in Yevamis. So the emphasis is the Rambam doesn't paskin that way altogether, because the Rambam paskins, it's also a Mechaikas Yushainim. By the Shiva Umas, after the Megayir, is there a Lav deraisa, or is it only derabanan, the Nesinim? That's what we have in the Gemara. It says a lot of times the Nesina. The Mechaikas Yushainim, if Nesina is an Asad Issa deraisa, or Nesina is David Gazer Olam. And it's totally in this Shaila, if Leisus Chatimam is going only when the Goyim, or even after the Geirus. So the Torah Lechaya learned up Agamara, that Agamara was naming on the Leisus Chatein, was the Issa deraisa of marrying a Goy. That goes like one side of the Gemara in Yevamis, that the Issa of Leisus Chatein is when they're Goyim. And the Issa after they're Geirim is an Issa derabanan. But the Torah says we don't paskin that way. We paskin like the side of the Gemara, that by Shiva Umais, by Nesina, which is from the Shiva Umais, from the Gevainim, there's an Issa of Leisus Chatein even after Geirim. Suffice this, by when they're Goyim, there's no Issa of Leisus Chatein. So the Rambam, L'shitase, like we said, he holds that there's no Issa Leisus Chatein when they're Geirim, dafka when they're Goyim. But the Torah holds that there is an Issa deraisa when they're Geirim, holds that there's no Issa deraisa when they're Goyim. Taisus L'maisa holds not the way. Taisus holds that even though the Gemara says the Pasuk Leisus Chatein bum, that's talking about when they're Geirim. And Taisus says, so the Gemara just means the end of the Pasuk, B'tchol Esit L'bnai U'bnai L'sikach L'vanecha, which that part of the Pasuk is talking about when they're Goyim. And that we have Kiyasir. So B'kitzah, the Rambam holds that there's an Issa Lav Leisus Chatein, which is going when they're Goyim, and not only by the Shiva Umais, but by Ulomais. But the Torah holds that Leisus Chatein is Dafka when they're Goyim, and Taisus is masking the Leisus Chatein is when they're Goyim, but he holds that this Gemara still stims like the Maskan of the Gemara in Yevamis, because the Gemara means the next part of the Pasuk, B'tchol Esit L'vnai, But then the Torah has another problem, that why is the Rambam saying it's going on all the Umais, when that's only like Rabbi Shimon? So the Kasha Mishnah says that the stam of the Gemara is mashma, we hold like Rabbi Shimon, the stam of the Gemara is mashma, that we're naming on like Rabbi Shimon. But that's a shaila, because Kubidis is the same Rabbi Shimon of the Shin and Tam and the Kra, and that's why he darshens Kiyasir, because he would know the Tam without it, and Kiyos is telling you, L'Rabbi Sharmesh Sirim, because you don't need the time of the Krum. That's an Arichas. Falkoponim, L'Charit is a Machloikis Rambam in Tur, if L'Maskana, for a Yid to marry a guy, is even an Issa Dereis or not. The Rambam holds that it's an Issa Dereis of Leisus Chatein, because he paskins Leisus Chatein is going on the Goyim, and it's going on Shar Umais. And Taisus also holds as an Issa deraisa when they're Goyim, not also Issa Skatim, but Aspidchol Esitin Levnai. And the Torah is saying that there's no Issa deraisa. And also the Torah is saying that these psukim, only according to Reb Shimon, is going on other Umais. According to the Rabbanan, it's only going on Zayin Umas. So other Umas would be the Rabbanan. And Kainir, it's a Machlaikis La Locha, the Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber brings the Lashon into the Rabbah, that any time Yisrael Shabba Akusis Derech Ishas, Yisrael Shnivul Akusi Derech Ishas, Elok Materish Mishnem Leisus Chatein Bam, and then there are more rights, V'yesh Chalkim Mizeh, which is the Tur. So it seems we have a Machlaikis Rishenim, and a Machlaikis HaPaiskim Alacha L'maisa, if marrying a guy is an Issa Deraisa or not. But I saw in Reb Chaim Leizer, we're going to speak out the Tshuva soon, that he names on that even according to the Tur, L'maisa, for a Yiddish man Al-Kapanim, to marry a Goyish woman, would be an Issa deraisa because it's Farhesia. He says, the Maisa, the Gemara says, by Farhesia, even Derek's Nus is Asur. That's an Issa of Allah, Chalmashim, Sinai. And he says, any time they get married, that's called Farhesia. So the Torah's machlekes in the Rambam is just that you don't have the live deraisa of leis eschatan bum, and you wouldn't get malchus. But an issa deraisa it'll be, because marriage is for hesya, and for hesya is an issa deraisa of kanam paigambay. Now the Rambam says something else pretty interesting. Rambam's mechalek between derech znus, that he says like this. He says, "Abol agoye derech znus, makanais and makas naridus medivay seifim, zeirish shemayavay leschatin, being mezana with the goy is an issa derabanan." And that's the kuliyam. If she's miyuchetim biznus, chayv loy mishem nidiv shem shivcha mishem gaya mishem zayna. So he says that this chiv of nashgaz is dafka by yichta loy biznus. So we in the Rambam get this chilek that by yichta loy biznus, she's miyuchetis biznus, she lives with her, she's like a pelegesh, he has a steady relationship with her biznus, that's the Isser of Nashgaz, and if it was just Stamba Kroy business, that's an Isser B'divei Seifer Makas Marid Xerish Shemiyavi L'Eschatin. Where did he get the Schilik from? So the Goyin says that he was Goyris in our Gemara, that Bezen Shel Chashmonoi, the Isser of Nashgaz or Nashgah, is when it's Miyuchad Loi, but Akroy Ba'alma, there's no Isser of Nashgaz or Nashgah, and Shameh V'Hilu Goyis in Akroy Ba'alma. And Agamara the Girsa is that Bia was a Gzeir of Bezeshachishmanon and Shamevil were Geyser on Yichud. And the Ramam's Girsa was that Bezeshachishmanon were Geyser on Ashgaz and Ashgah when it's Miyuchet to him. But if it's Bakroi, that you needed Shamevil to be Geyser. So that's a new Girsa and a new Pshat in the Gemara. The Goyim points out that the Ramam Akarch also had our Girsa as a second Teretz. Because the Ramam himself says, in Perich of Beis Halacha Gimel, that Yichud is Asur. Yichud of an Erev, he says, is Asur Midereisa. And Yichud of a Pnui is Asur as Xeris David. And Yichud of a Goy is Asur Xeris Tamid Shamev Hillel. So the Rambam clearly writes that Shamev Hillel were Geyser Yichud of a Goy. So Al-Karchach, he was Geyris both things. The Rambam had a Girsa that Chashmai were geizer when he's miyuchid viznus, and Shamevil were geizer by Akroi, and he had another girsa that Chashmai were geizer by Bia, and Shamevil were geizer by Yichud as well, like the girsa that we have. Now you see from the Rambam that Yichud of viznus, that's not Ishus. Ishus is marriage. If you're doing it l'shem Ishus to get married, that's the Issa deraisa. Now Shankin, even if she's miyuchid to her, but if it's not officially a marriage, it's just znus. Even if it's a yichud viznus, that wouldn't be nisa deraisa. That's an isa bezin shal chashmonai of nashgaz. And akroi is not a nisa gzeira shem yavil ischatein emakanoisa emakas maridus. Another chiddush in the Rambam, Taisus here is mayrich a little bit. Taisus learned that the zayin of nashgaz, meaning zayna, nida shivcha goya zayna, that means it's asa to a kayin al zayna. And Taisus says that would imply that there's no issa deraisa for a guy to marry a kayin. It's not an issa deraisa of zayin, it's a gzeir of zayin. And Taisus bothered from different gemaras, and Taisus makes a chilek that if the guy actually had a bia from a guy, so then she would become a zayna mideraisa. Now, shengen a guy who never had a bia from a guy, so she's not a zayna mideraisa. A kayin has no issa deraisa to be bayo. A guy which never had a bia, it's just an issa derabanan of zayna. That's shita's thesis. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that a kayin is now in a marry a guy, it's a zayna, even if she was never nevelous to anyone. And when the Gemara says here zayna, the Gemara means to Yisrael there's an issa zayna, even though normally there's no issa zayna to Yisrael. But they made like an issa zayna. They made a new issa zayna to Yisrael. Those are the four things. They made her like she's a nida, like she's a shifcha, a gaya, and also they made her as if she's a zayna, even though he's not a kayin, but they made an issa zayna to a Yisrael. But to a kayin, there's an issa deraisa of zayna. That's the machlekes taisus in the Rambam. So there's a very interesting tshuva from the Achiezer, Chela Gimel Simen Chavches. Someone asked him that people were getting married to goyish women, and the minhag seemed to have been that they would encourage the intermarried couple, they would encourage the Geirish woman that's married to a Yid to become a Geirish, So you shouldn't be over on this issue of marrying a Goyish woman. But let's say the husband was a Kayin, then they wouldn't allow it to be Megayir and remain in the marriage with him, because the Geyaris is also to a Kayin. A Geyaris has a Din Zayna. So they wouldn't allow, if she was married to a Kayin, him to be Megayir. So the Shail Ashab Chayim Ezer, he thinks they should even allow, when a Kayin is married to a guy, that she should be Megayir, because the Isser of marrying to a guy is very chomer. The Rambam says, Oven zeh, afabi she'em b'mises bezdin, al yekal b'nech, it's Rambam per gubez loch hazayin, el yesh b'hefse she'em b'chol arayis k'maysay, because the son becomes a guy. And then he says, ein she mefurish b'divre kabbalo shu b'kareis, sh'nem ha'kichil yehudis k'day sh'shem ha'shayi v'boil bas el necher, so he has kares midivrei kabbalah. So maybe even by a kayin, you should allow his wife to get his gayish wife to become a gayir, so he shouldn't have the chamadik iser of marrying a guy and intermarriage. Instead, he should have the more kaldik iser of marrying a zayna. That was the argument that the shayel Ashab Chayim Ezer. So Reb Chaim Ezer responded like this. He said, first of all, according to the Torah, you might want to say, according to the Torah, they're right. Because according to the Torah, marrying a guy is only Nisa Derabanan. And then if she becomes a Geiris, and now he's a Kayin, now you're going to turn into a Nisa Deraisa. But he says, he thinks, like we said before, that according to the Torah, also it's a Nisa Deraisa, because since they're getting married, that's called for Hesia, and for Hesia you have the Issa Deraisa of Kanam Paigambay. But he said, still, it's not a lav, kanam paigambay. It has a chaymer of kanam paigambay, but it's not mamish a lav. Zayin is a lav. So maybe vaiti you're making it worse by a geiris. But then he said, that depends. According to Taisvis, that at first you don't have the lav of zayna. So according to Taisvis, that you don't have the lav of zayna right away, and according to the Torah, that you don't have a issa lav before, and just kanam paigambay, so maybe you're making it worse, because now you're making there should be a lav of Zayna. But according to the Rambam, they have the lav of Zayna early also. The Rambam holds that a guy is always a Zayna. So Lamaisi, you're not increasing the lav of Zayna. The lav of Zayna was there beforehand. And Lamaisi, you're taking away an Issa Deraisa. According to the Rambam, the lav of Deraisa of Leisus Tatenbom. And according to the Torah, Al-Kapanim, the Issa Deraisa of Kanam Paganbai. So right to the shell would seem to be right, that you're making a benefit for them if you're Megayir, because you're not putting on a lav of Zayna that's not there already. According to the Rambam, you have the lav of Zayna there before. All you're doing is taking off the Issa Deraisa of Bias Guy. But Lamaisi, he says that even according to the Rambam, you're making things worse. Because first of all, before you made her a Geiris, only he's Muzer. He's doing the Issa of intermarriage and of Zayna. Mashengen, she's not doing an Isser. But once she becomes a Geiris, she's also now doing the Isser of Zayna. So now you have two people being over a lav. And also, if she becomes a Geiris, there's another lav of Leichal Zarei. When she's a guy, there's no Leichal Zarei, because it's not his children. But when she's a Geiris, so then there's a lav of Leichal Zarei, so it's two lavin. So that's how he's mitzadah to Yimatzik Deminig. Lamaisi writes in the tshuva that he doesn't like this whole idea of being Megayir, even if they're married to a Yisrael. Because that, first of all, he says you could be, there's a problem that they're being Megayir, not sincerely Megayir, in order to have a marriage, which we don't do lechatchila. He says that's a discussion. But it's really worse, because in these cases where there's an intermarriage and then Megayir, the wife, but there, they continue being Mechal Shabbos and eating the veil of Sitrefus v'chuli, they don't really have a Kabbalah Smitzis. So that a Kabbalah Smitzis is anyway not a Geiris. That's why he encouraged them not to do the Geiris on the intermarried couple altogether.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.